This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. BJP Legislature Party leader Subhendu Adhikari took oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal today, heading the first BJP government in the state. Governor R.N. Ravi administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Adhikari at a grand ceremony held at the Brigade Parade Ground, Kolkata. Five cabinet ministers also took oath along with the Chief Minister. The cabinet ministers are Dilip Ghosh, Agnimitra Pol, Ashok Kirtania, Nishit Parmanik and Sudhiram Tudu. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Subhendu Adhikari on taking oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal. Ravindra Jayanti is being celebrated today on Pochishi Boishakh, marking the 165th birth anniversary of Ravindranath Tagore. Cultural functions are held globally with major celebrations at Santi Niketan, Visva Bharati University and throughout West Bengal and Bangladesh, featuring Rabindra Sangeet, poetry, dance and drama. Harsh Malhotra, Union Minister of State for Corporate Affairs and Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, is on a two-day visit to Lower Siang district of Arunachal Pradesh. During the first leg of its inspection tour, yesterday the minister visited various infrastructure and project sites at Likhabali and Sili village funded by the Government of India. The minister appealed to teachers to preserve and promote the cultural heritage and traditions of society through education so that the younger generations can sustain and uphold their unique identity. Minister Malhotra also travelled along PMJSY roads from Likhabali and conducted spot verification of the quality and progress of the roads and bridges being executed by the State Rural Works Department. The president of AIIMS Guwahati, Professor Dr. Bhupendra Kumar Singh Sanjay, called on the governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar today. Stressing the importance of preventive health care, he requested AIIMS Guwahati to undertake dedicated studies and research initiatives to identify region-specific causes and recommended practical remedies suited to the socio-cultural and geographical conditions of the Northeast. Professor Sanjay, a renowned orthopedic surgeon and Padma Shri awardee, assured the governor of AIIMS Guwahati's fullest cooperation and support to strengthen healthcare collaboration with Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Naharlagan. The formation of a new government in Tamil Nadu is further delayed for the want of support to form a majority. The National General Secretary of CPIM, Baby, has said that it was the duty of the governor to invite the single largest party to form the government. Speaking to media in Chennai, he accused the governor of using delay tactics depending on the commands from Delhi. In a related political development, AMMK Chief TTV Dinakaran is demanding action by the governor on the forged letter of support from his party MLA to TVK. National Legal Services Authority is organizing the second National Lok Adalat of 2026 across the country today. Talking to Akashvani News, Member Secretary NALSA Sanjeev Pandey said that the initiative aims to provide amicable settlement of disputes and reduce the burden on courts through participatory and people-centric mechanisms. He said that a wide range of disputes are taken off during the Lok Adalat, including criminal compoundable cases, check disowner matters and bank recovery disputes. The government has appointed Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani as the next Chief of Defence Staff. Ministry of Defence said that Lieutenant General Subramani will also serve as Secretary, Department of Military Affairs with effect from the date of assumption of charge and until further orders. He will assume office after General Anil Chauhan completes his tenure on the 30th of May. Meanwhile, Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan has been appointed as the next Chief of the Naval Staff. He will succeed Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi, who retires on the 31st of May. Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and Atal Pension Yojana have completed 11 years of providing social security cover to citizens across the country. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans in Jaipur. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.